Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Byron. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is Climate. This episode is brought to you by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. A climat can be a small or large Lu dit, or an ensemble of Leo dits, or it can contain a part or more Lu dit. Prayer is everywhere in France, but only the vineyards of Burgundy form climates, and they are located in the same part of the vineyard as the Lu dit in which they live. A famous example is the Grand Cru of Ecuzo, which includes a Lu dit with two alternative names and Les Cruos, also known as Vignes Blanches. In some regions, the vineyards are divided into huge mosaics, which make themselves tiny by covering only 0.8 hectares with a tiny designation of origin. Only 40 climates will be added to a list of 17 flags, with climbing spots. All 78 Leo credits are available for the Chablis Premier Cru, but only a small fraction of the total in the rest of Burgundy. In other words, a climate is a vineyard or a series of vineyards that have developed over a long period of time a character influenced by a combination of natural and human elements, regardless of climatic, geological or hydrological factors. This activity is intended as a way of adapting to the environment, for example to combat climate change in the present day. In contrast to today, the local land was in the past cultivated by the same family of owners for generations. 6 different climatic wines come from vineyards that were cultivated by families in the past. The true terroir of a wine is above any theoretical consideration. It is about the history of the vineyard and the family that has grown it. Interestingly, the idea that vineyards, soil and climate influence the properties of wine was first developed by the Egyptians, Hebrews, Phoenicians, Greeks and Romans, who marked jars with geographical indications as a geographical indication. From 2015, the Climate Parable began to be researched in order to understand the factors and variables related to soil, climate, biology and vinification that each site represents in order to produce the wine itself. In the Middle Ages, the term terroir was used to characterize wines from different countries. The first official document that provides a framework for a wine-growing area dates back to the 17th century and alludes to Tokaj, a sweet Hungarian wine. In the 14th century, Burgundy exported its wine to the rest of Europe, but Philippe le Hardy, Duke of Burgundy, banned the export of his wines to other parts of France. The first written mention of the climate dates back to the 16th century, in the form of a description of the climatic conditions of the region in a letter to the Duke of Burgundy. Climat is perhaps best understood as a solidified historical vine name and shows that the term describes the delimitation of certain plots during this period. At a time when differentiation rarely went beyond the village level, the word itself was often used as an umbrella term for different grape varieties in different parts of the country. To truly understand the wines of Bourgogne, we need to fully understand the concept of climate. Climat defines the fact that the precise delimitation of the land we enjoy, when combined and translated into human effort, produces the distinctive qualities of wine. The ultimate reference to the climate zones of Burgundy is not only wine itself, but also the culture and culture of its inhabitants. Climat also offers sommeliers the opportunity to share their knowledge of the different climates of Burgundy and the differences between the different regions. This can be applied equally to lesser-known domains and village wines, but also to the more famous domains. If you want to understand this, you should look for a book that I consider quite expensive, but it is so important if you are to work for the history, heritage and production of Burgundy wines to be recognized by UNESCO. After years of persistent lobbying, the region has finally been granted World Heritage status with the help of the French Ministry of Culture and Tourism and the European Commission. The preface to the English edition was written without payment, and Sylvain Pidiot tells us that the preparation was a long and laborious process of years of research, writing and editing. The book contains extensive information on the history of Burgundy wines and wine production in the region. Neither the French Ministry of Culture, Tourism, nor the European Commission, nor any of its member states, have any financial interest in the book. If you get bored with the details, you can skip the next 12 paragraphs and move on to the bigger questions. Whoever starts the second paragraph quickly learns that individual vineyards in these valuable regions are a central focus. I learned that the word for a single vineyard is Klimot here. It refers to a particular type of vineyard that has been carefully marked and named over the centuries. This was Klimot, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1112. My name is Byron Dunn, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.